Welcome to Inside the Newsroom, the Sentinel Records weekly podcast from the Razorback Campers Health Studio that takes a closer look at news and sports in Garland County. Hot Springs is nearing completion of the first phase of its 22nd park, Velocity Park, which is located at 325 Valley Street. The new park is a bicycle skills park that will include a pump track, and the first phase is expected to be completed in November. Hot Springs Parks and Trails Director Anthony Whittington is with us to talk about the new park and introduce new trails coordinator Hannah Rice. To start off with, you know, if I remember correctly, mm-hmm. Velocity Park is going to be the 22nd city correct. Park, number 22.
Correct.
Tell me a little bit about what the park is, what it's going to be, you know, when it's fully complete.
When it's fully complete, it'll be, it's a three-phase project. So when it's fully complete, it'll have a asphalt pump track, which is designed for basically anybody that's human-powered wheels is what I'm calling it. You know, mountain bikes, BMX, skateboards, rollerblades, roller skates, push scooters, anything like that. No e-bikes, nothing like that. The idea of the pump track is to navigate it without pedaling. So you use your momentum, the force you get going around the curves, timing the jumps right, and that kind of thing. There will be also a natural surface loop around the perimeter of the park. Now, this is at 325 Valley Street is where mm-hmm. the park will be. So that'll have wood and metal features that are out there right now if you go look, and so people can practice their skills on that. Phase three, we'll cross the Hot Springs Creek, and we'll go over to the Runyon side, and there'll be a bicycle playground over there, which will be very youth components, green, mm-hmm. Beginner riders, and it'll have tunnels they can ride through and little rings and things like that. So.
And that's going to be there north of the Greenway path, right?
Correct. It'll be, it's right beside the, right across the street from where sanitation, their new offices are right there. So there will be a bathroom up on the ridge where the train tracks are that go mm-hmm. across. We have a community development block grant next year that's going to put if you've been over to David Watkins Park, it's the same exact bathroom. It's a drop-in-place, two-door mm-hmm. bathroom. And so that's fully funded by federal community development block grant funds.
Okay. You know, I know when we had the groundbreaking, you said that the hope was to have a ribbon cutting before Thanksgiving. Where are y'all with the construction?
That's still our goal. We've got the wood metal features, except for about two of them, where we want them at. The next phase on that section will be for us to come in house and build the trail in between the features. It saved about $30,000 in our budget to build the house, to build the trail in house. So we'll come and put chat and nice findings down to make the trail for that. Next week, I'm told that the asphalt people will come in. The contract is with Progressive Bike Ramps right out of Joplin, Missouri. They partner with a group called Velo Solutions.
Right.
Velo Solutions builds the asphalt portion. They build them all over the world. That company will come back. They were finishing a job in Colorado. Apparently it was up in the higher elevations, and it was getting cold, like in the 40s at night.
Oh, wow.
And, of course, asphalt doesn't do well in cold.
Right.
So they had to go over there real quick and finish that project. So they're supposed to come back. Once they're all here on property, it'll take about 3 to 4 weeks to build the asphalt portion.
Okay.
And so our goal is still to have it right before Thanksgiving. What would be really cool, I've talked to Tracy Berry at Northwoods. They have their Good Run Festival, which is the second week with the Spa Running Festival. We thought about if there's a way to maybe do our ribbon cutting on that weekend. There'll be a lot of people in town.
Right.
We could coordinate and do that with them. So that's something we've talked about with Tracy.
Yeah. You know, that's definitely something that's pretty exciting. I mean, I know that there's been a lot of people who, you know, definitely seem interested in this new park.
Yeah.
You know, obviously there's plenty of people who are out on the Northwoods all
oh, yeah.
the time. So,
absolutely.
You know, talking to Tracy, it seems like this is something that, you know, was needed.
It will. Yeah. It complements Northwoods. But it also makes us more of a broader cycling community. You know, right now we're, you know, people come here for a mountain biking destination, you know, with a BMX component, with the skaters down here at the Valley Street Skate Park are excited because they'll get to use the asphalt portion. So it makes us more of a broader cycling community. You know, we're all the time, we have a complete streets team that I'm a part of, which is a bunch of city departments. Tracy comes over. We have some people from the MPO office come over. Basically what we look at is, you know, making a, as the name implies, a complete street, you know, where Hannah and I come in, is, you know, anytime we do a new, you know, we have a city paving program. And anytime we do a new street, it's our job to come in and kind of remind them, hey, put, you know, if it's able, let's put some bike lanes in. You know, road cycling is popular in our city.
Right.
You know, and then some, but some roads people don't feel safe on. So we're trying to, you know, to basically, you know, mark those bike lanes well. You know. So yeah, it's definitely that, you know, we go hand in hand with A&P in a lot of things, and so Northwoods is definitely one of those.
Yeah. Since you went ahead and mentioned Hannah, mm-hmm. introduce yourself. Tell me a little bit about your new position here at the city.
All right. Well, my name is Hannah Rice. Mm-hmm. I just started 3 days ago as their trails coordinator. I have big shoes to fill with Ken Freeman leaving, and I've heard that he was an amazing person that, you know, made a lot of contacts and great impressions on people, and I just kind of hope to follow in his footsteps a little bit and do what I can for the city and for our biking programs and just for hiking. I'm a hiker. It's been a long time since I've been on a bike, but a big part of that is because most in the areas that I've grew up in, you know, I wouldn't take a bike on those streets. So it would be great now to get into areas where there's kids, you know, kind of get them familiar with it, make their parents know that they're safe, the kids feel safe doing it, and it kind of just keeps them outside, especially with COVID having an effect on that. Just get the kids outside, get the parents outside, get them on a bike. Ken had a little pamphlet in his office that he left, and I've got it stapled up on my board now, but it says, the solution to a lot of our world's problems are in your garage.
Yeah.
I think it's a good thing to keep in mind.
Absolutely. So how did you end up here in this position?
So right now I am a park interpreter at Lake Washita State Park with Arkansas State Parks. And I met Drew, one of your former interns, Anthony, and he said, Hannah, you like talking to people. You like being outside. This might be a great job for you. And when I looked at the job description, I was like, ooh, that's way too much. So I'm not super experienced in this realm. I have a bachelor's in wildlife biology, a minor in recreation, and Lake Washita was really my first big girl job out of college. So I'm excited.
So, Anthony, tell me a little bit about getting Hannah on board and what your goal is.
Yeah, her job is part-time. It's 20 hours a week. You know, Ken Freeman loved what he did. Ken Freeman worked 40 hours and got paid for 20.
Right.
So one thing that we were having to do is scale down this job to fit the 20 hours a week. I made a great attempt to try to make the job full time and presented it to upper management at full time, but it was unsuccessful at this point. You know, my goal is to have a full time. You know, I would love to have a trails division in my department. Right now I have landscaping and maintenance.
Right.
But when we get the Southwest Trail coming in from Little Rock on board, once we do Stokes Creek, Greenway, you know, we're applying for grants for that to have a brand new Greenway in town. We're going to have enough work to actually, you need a division, need a full-time trails coordinator, you know, to be a crew leader, you know. But with Hannah, you know, I envision this to be probably 60-40, 70-30 admin out in the field. You know, she can help me with grants, identify grants that I don't know about, you know, grants that would be like a lot of them we apply for are 80-20. We put up 20%, get 80% back. The one at Velocity is 50-50, so it, you know, requires more of a match. So if we can come up with some grants that are no match or maybe 90-10 or 80-20, a lot of those will help us a lot, you know, with budget. You know, I envision her working well with a lot of civic organizations, with Friends of the Parks. You know, our 501c3 is, you know, they help us with land acquisition. They help us with talking to citizens. They help us with monetary. They even help us with grant matches. You know, they raise enough funds with their 5K races and things like that they help us, you know, even with donation of cash. And so, you know, we have TACO, the Trail Advocacy Coalition of the Washitas. You know, I would definitely encourage her to be involved with them. You know, a couple times a year, I'd like to do more, but a couple times a year, they do trail projects with us. You know, at Energy Park, when that park was designed, it has natural surface and paved trails. When it was designed, it was mainly designed for walkers. And so a lot of the curves on the natural surface trails are a little hairpin, and so we've had to flatten those and widen them out for mountain bikes to go through. So they've helped us tremendously with a lot of that. We have a trail watch program, which mm-hmm. I was talking to her about right before we came over here. Basically, it's citizens and staff can be as well. But basically, what they do is They pick a trail in our system. It can be Energy, it can be the Greenway. They hike a portion of it, or they hike the whole length of it. They keep track of how many people they saw. They keep track of any maintenance issues. They keep track of unusual activity. And then they go home or on their phone, and they fill out this online form, and they tell us all that. And it gets emailed to me, gets emailed to our maintenance staff. And so that's kind of, because there's days that we don't touch the trails because we've, you know, we have 21 parks as well. We're about to transition over to Christmas. You know, we put all the 1 million Christmas lights downtown. So it's all hands on deck from October to January. So we'll be nothing right. but we'll be nothing but Christmas. So these people will help us with, you know, the on the feet on the trail, you know, when we don't unfortunately have time to do that. So, right. But her job is very important. It if you're not, you know, it's community relations with the city and the citizens on trails. 22 city parks now with Velocity. You know, we need to concentrate more on trails. We've got I think we have an adequate amount of city parks in our, with our population and everything. So the growth will definitely be important, and Hannah's position will definitely help that. So,
well, I appreciate y'all coming by.
No problem at all. So.
Inside the Newsroom is sponsored by Reiser Ford and Lincoln. On the hunt for a new truck or car, stop by 4201 Central Avenue in Hot Springs today or call 501-525-0800 today for all your truck and car needs.
Joining us now to talk about the new Bicycle Skills Park is Tracy Berry, the Northwoods Trails Coordinator with Visit Hot Springs.
To start out with, you know, as somebody who is connected to, you know, the mountain biking community like you are, you know, what does the new Velocity Park offer for riders that they don't necessarily get anywhere else here in town?
Well, it offers a place to ride even in, like, wetter conditions, and something that's even more accessible than, say, our trails out at Northwoods or even the natural surface pump track at Cedar Glades. I mean, this is, you know, right off the Greenway, less than half a mile from downtown. So it's a place that folks could get to a lot easier. And it would be open or accessible, even if it were like a drizzle, if the conditions were a little wet. The asphalt pump track could be used in those conditions.
Yeah. And what are you hearing from other mountain bike riders about this new track? I mean, have you heard anything? Do people seem to be excited about it?
Yeah, I feel like the community is pretty stoked about it. You know, it's also really cool because it's not just, you know, it's, yes, mountain bikes can be used on it, but you can have BMX bikes on it. You can have skateboards, rollerblades, roller skates, scooters that folks use, anything that isn't, you know, motor powered.
Right.
Powered by your feet, pretty much can be used on it. So I feel like, you know, it's going to be used by a wider range of folks, not just mountain bikers, which is, I think, you know, super cool. And I think that's why we have so many people, even people that don't necessarily get out to our trails very much, they're really excited about it opening up here in town.
Yeah. And obviously we're getting close to the city is getting close to finishing the first phase of the project.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how soon do you expect to see people out there?
Man, I think as soon as it's open, we're going to see people on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just that they really are, they're excited. I think that, and it's going to probably open just before our mountain bike festival. So, you know, the likelihood that we have folks that are in town for that might take advantage of it while we're here is high. I think that from day one, pretty much hour zero, it's people are going to be out on it for sure.
Yeah. Obviously, you know, like you mentioned, there is the pump track out there at Northwoods.
Mm-hmm.
Do you expect this is going to bring in people who might not necessarily either want to go out to Northwoods or can't necessarily get a bike that far out from home? Do you think that the new track will help to bring those kind of people out?
I do. I really do. You know, like I said, we actually have had someone recently ride BMX, his BMX bike out at on Lucky 13 and Blue Jay out on the trails, but I do think that this is going to bring in a different style and type of rider to our city, you know, because really we don't, the nearest pump track of this nature and size would be North Little Rock. And so I think this is going to get a lot of our Saline County folks, you know, the Little Rock riders that like to come down and hit our trails. I think that'll keep them maybe even around a little bit longer if it's a day trip, maybe even an extra day just to hit that track. And I'm really excited and hope that I'm able to get some events in town to really highlight that pump track and do something a little bit different that's not inclusive of, or, you know, out on the natural surface trails, but rather here almost right downtown at the asphalt pump track. I feel like it's going to be a great addition to what, you know, we have as far as cycling infrastructure in town. And it's, and what I didn't touch on, you know, is the jump lines and the flow trails out at Northwoods can be a little bit intimidating, you know, and it's a different style of riding as well. I mean, you have your cross-country riders that just like your kind of traditional single track trail, rooty, rocky, I can't even talk, roots and rocks and things like that. And then you have your rider that doesn't necessarily enjoy that type of riding, but really likes to go downhill fast and hit the jumps. And for those that are wanting to get into that, you know, starting out there on the trails can be somewhat intimidating. You're out in the middle of the woods.
Right.
And there's a little less forgiveness for error out there. And so that can be a little bit scary as well. So this is going to give riders an opportunity to kind of experience that and work on some of those skills, you know, like using your not only your body, because your body absorbs and is a lot of that shock resistance too, but just using their equipment and learning how to do those skills in a little less intimidating, less scary environment before they ever go out on the trails. And then, you know, they can transfer that over to the pump track at Cedar Glades and then out onto the trails at Northwoods. And so I do think that it's going to be used by a lot of folks.
Yeah. And like you said, you know, it's won't be as intimidating because, you know, for one, not being out in the middle of nowhere, but, you know, the jumps and you know, the hills on it and all on it aren't nearly as you know, high as what people might expect out, you know, in the North Woods or, you know, some of these other places.
Right, right, for sure. And especially not a Lucky 13. It's not, we're not, you know, it's not going to have gap jumps or anything like that, but it will have some pretty high berms, some wooden walls on it, and some bigger rollers than like some of our green trails have out there at Northwoods. But definitely a fun and much more, like we said, less intimidating way for people to work on those skills.
Yeah.
For sure. And I tell you, it's a workout. It's a workout more than anything than, you know, working on your skills out there. I mean, if you go, you know, around that pump track multiple times, you know, it's a full body, arms, legs, core workout.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for those people that are, you know, maybe they don't have time to load up and drive over to the North Woods, get a ride in, then come back. I mean, you could go out there and do 10 to 15 minutes on that pump track and wear yourself out.
Yeah. Well, because it's more than just being out there pumping your legs and riding on the trail. You're using your entire body to make your way around.
Right, right. Yeah.
I appreciate you coming by.
Well, yeah. Thanks for having me.
This has been an episode of Inside the Newsroom from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. New episodes are released every Thursday. Thank you for listening.